We're going to get started with Sarah in Lafayette, Louisiana. We got a hard break coming up. Sarah, we may have to jump in and hold you over through the break, but go ahead and lay out your question for Jimmy.
Okay. Hi, Jimmy. Thank you again for calling, or for, I called.
No problem.
My call. It'll be a quick question, so I'm sure I'll make it before the break. But I am in RCIA, and I'm 33, mm-hmm. and I'll be doing my baptism and then my first communion, I assume, or after my baptism. Mm-hmm. My question is, what do I need to be confessing? Because I'm assuming, possibly wrongly, that whenever I get baptized, I'm wiped away of sin. Mm-hmm. So therefore I wouldn't have anything to confess, or should I be confessing sins from 33 years?
Well, you're not able to validly go to confession until after you've been baptized. And so I don't know
right.
if they're talking about having like a practice, you know, confession or anything.
I think it'd be after baptism.
Okay. You're correct. Baptism removes all sin, both original and actual, and so consequently, you don't need to confess things from your whole life. You only need to confess mortal sins committed after baptism.
Okay. That was a quick question. Do you think I could get one more quick
Real fast. What
in?
Is it?
Okay. Whenever I will be getting married in the future, I've always dreamt of an outside wedding, but from my understanding, I am for my wedding to be blessed or my marriage to be blessed, I must be in the presence of the Eucharist.
No.
And that is not brought out of the church.
Okay. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And it's understanding why people like the idea of having a wedding out of doors, because it can be very beautiful and, you know, it's a nice setting. So, so that, in a lot of people's minds, raises a question of, well, why don't Catholics do that? And Sarah was wondering, is it because one needs to be married in the presence of the Eucharist? And that's not the reason. The Catholic Church does have weddings that occur outside of a Eucharistic liturgy and that are not in the presence of the Eucharist. And so it is possible for that to happen. But the norm, especially if you're marrying another Catholic, is to celebrate marriage in the context of the Eucharist. But more generally, and this is the real reason, the Church has determined that since marriage is a sacrament, it needs to be celebrated in a sacred place, just like the other sacraments. So under ordinary circumstances, you can only celebrate the Eucharist in a sacred place, such as a church. You can only, under ordinary circumstances, celebrate confession or confirmation or baptism or any of the other sacraments in a sacred place. There are exceptions. For example, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Oftentimes the sick people can't make it to church. They're in a hospital somewhere. And so necessity will require that the sacrament be administered outside of a sacred place. And there can be exceptions for the other sacraments as well. If someone is sick and the Eucharist is being celebrated in that person's presence, it may be in their home or in their hospital room. I myself, when I was received into the church, it was in a hospital room, and so I was given a conditional baptism and confession and confirmation and the Holy Eucharist, all for the first time in my wife's hospital room. She was in the process of dying, and so there are exceptions, but in the main, a sacrament, because it's a sacred act, should be celebrated in a sacred place, such as a church. And that's why, under ordinary circumstances, the sacrament of matrimony is celebrated in a church rather than outdoors.